This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to Magic 4 English. I'm Daniel, your English coach. When was the last time you went shopping for clothes? Did you buy a shirt? A jacket? Maybe some new shoes? Today, we're going to learn English for buying clothes. A very useful topic for everyday life and travel. In this episode, you will first hear a story called My Shopping Day. Then we'll learn 15 must-know clothing words, review them together, and finish with a real conversation using all the words. So grab your headphones, relax, and let's learn English in a simple, fun, and real way. Together. Part 1. Story. My Shopping Day. Last weekend, I went to a big clothing store because I needed a new jacket. When I walked inside, I saw a beautiful jacket on a hanger. I really liked the style, so I picked it up and checked the price tag, a small piece of paper that shows the price. The jacket looked great. But I wasn't sure about the size, so I went to the changing room. I put on the jacket to try it on, but it felt a little tight, very close to my body. So I looked for another jacket. I found the same one, but this time it was a little loose. Then I finally found the perfect size, not tight, not loose. It fits me very well. I also checked the material, and it was cotton, which I like. I noticed the brand, and it was one I trusted. When I walked to the front of the store, I saw a big sale sign. Many clothes were cheaper, and some had an extra discount. I was happy because the jacket was cheaper than normal. I took my jacket to the cashier, the person who takes your money. She smiled and asked if I wanted the receipt in the bag. The next day, I saw that the sleeves were a bit long, so I went back to the store to exchange it, to return it, and get a different size. Part 2. Vocabulary review now. Let's review the vocabulary we've learned. 1. Changing room. A small room where you try on clothes. 2. Size. How big or small something is. 3. Price tag. A small piece of paper that shows the price. 4. Cashier. The person who takes your money. 5. Hanger. The object you use to hang clothes. 6. Discount. When something is cheaper than normal. 7. Sale. A time when many things are cheaper. 8. Try on. To put on clothes to see if they fit. 9. Fit. When clothes are the right size for you. 10. Loose. Not tight. A little big on you. 11. Tight. Very close to your body, not loose. 12. Style. The way something looks, fashion. 13. Material. What the clothes are made of. Cotton, wool, etc. 14. Brand. The name of the company that makes the clothes. 15. Exchange. To return something and get a different size or item. Part 3. Practice what we've learned. All right, my friend. Let's check what you remember. I'll ask you some questions, and you try to guess the word. Ready? Let's go. Where do you try on clothes in a store? That's right. Changing room. Great start. What do we call how big or small something is? Size. Wonderful. What is the small piece of paper that shows the price? Price tag. Perfect. Who takes your money at the store? The cashier. Excellent. What do you use to hang clothes? A hanger. Nice job. What do we call it when something is cheaper than normal? A discount. Great. What do we call a special time when many things are cheaper? A sale. Amazing. What is it called when you put on clothes to see if they fit? Try on. Very good. When clothes are the right size for you, what do we say? They fit you. Perfect answer. What does it mean when clothes are a little big on you? Loose. Great work. What does it mean when clothes are very close to your body? Tight. Excellent. What do we call the way something looks, like fashion? Style. Nice going. What do we call what the clothes are made of? The material. Good job. What is the name of the company that makes the clothes? The brand. Fantastic. What do you do when you return something and get a different size or item? You exchange it. Brilliant. Amazing work, my friend. Part 4. Real life conversation. Buying a jacket. Hi, Emma. Are you buying clothes today?
Yes, I want a new jacket. I like this style.
It looks nice. Did you check the price tag?
Yes, and it has a discount because of the sale.
Great. Did you try it on?
I did, but the size was too tight.
Maybe check another one. Is the material good?
Yes, it's cotton. And I like this brand, too.
Nice. If it doesn't fit, you can exchange it later.
True. I'll go to the changing room again.
Good idea. When you're ready, let's go to the cashier.
Perfect. Thanks, Daniel.
Anytime. Happy shopping. Great job, my friend. You did it. You learned 15 new clothing words, listened to a story, reviewed the vocabulary, and followed a real conversation. That's amazing. Learning English is like trying on new clothes. You keep adding new words, new styles, and new confidence. Little by little, day by day, and every time you practice, your English fits you better and better. So keep going, keep practicing, and keep smiling. You're doing an incredible job, and I'm really proud of you. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe and share it with your friends. Help them learn English in a simple, fun, and real way, just like you. I'm Daniel, and this is Magic for English. See you next time, my friend.